story a little bit of a roundabout way. That first pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So there are two letters in that first pasuk that look different than most of the letters in the Torah. Does everybody know what they are? Remember what they are? I know Menachem knows. Everybody else remember what they are? The Ayin and the Dalet. The Ayin of Shema, the Ayin of Shema, and the Dalet of Echad are both big. They're large letters. They're written in large print. You can see it in the Shema. Yafeh. So Baruch says, oh, that spells A. It's good. Well, it does spell A. That's how the art scroll understands it. The letters Ayin of Shema and Dalet of Echad are written large in the Torah scroll. These two letters spell the word A. This is a quote from the name of the Rokach and the Kolbo. It's interesting. Is that it doesn't only spell A, it's only two letters. So there's only so many ways that you can spin it, right? What else does it spell? Da. You can spell Da. Just flip it around. There's two different words. A, if you write it Ayin Dalet, and Da, if you spell it Dalet Ayin. Dalet Nimi Dalet. I think a little bit different, though. I think that what I'd like to speak about tonight, I gave a full year of Shiurim on the Parasha. With distinctions between the Rambam and Ramban. Machlokes, really. Between Rambam and Ramban on every parsha. And by far, my favorite is Vayetchanan. And I didn't get to give a shiur on it. Well, I didn't get to give a shiur on it here because I was in America. So I was actually speaking in a shul in America, so I gave it over there. But I never got to give it in Ra'anana. So then I go over a little bit of it. And it really comes down to, in Parashat Vayetchanan, there are no less than three different debates between Rambam and Ramban. And I think they all center about this issue. Neither of them says anything about this pasuk, but I think that they diverge exactly on this, on whether the ayin and dalet stand for aid or da. What is aid? Aid is a witness, right? Testimony. I saw something, that's my evidence. What's da? I know something. I didn't see it. I didn't see any empirical evidence of it. I didn't witness anything, but I know it anyways because I used my seichel. I used my brain. Okay? This, at least in my mind, typifies the difference, and one of the main differences, between Rambam and Ramban on many issues, Nachmanides and Maimonides. I'll give you the first example. The first of the Aseret HaDibrot. What's the first of the Aseret HaDibrot? Anochi Hashem Elokech Hashem Zizichem Eretz Mitzrayim. Right? Truth is, when you look in the Rambam has a whole piece on this, about how this is not only the first of the Aseret HaDibrot, but also the very first mitzvah of the Torah. In the Sefer HaMitzvot, this is the first mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvot of the Rambam. Now, the Ramban doesn't disagree with the Rambam that there is such a mitzvah. He points out that there is somebody who does disagree, the Baal HaLachot Gedolot, the Bahag, one of the Gaonim. He disagreed with the Rambam. He lived before the Rambam, but he didn't believe that Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeiticha Me'aretz Mitzrayim should be a mitzvah. Why not? Of course it should be a mitzvah, no? Why shouldn't it be a mitzvah? Okay, that's not what he says. He says, it's not a mitzvah because it's not written as a mitzvah, and it doesn't make sense for it to be a mitzvah. It's not written as a mitzvah. How does a mitzvah usually go? Hashem wants us to do something. What does he say? Tzav, al ta'asetzeh, shmor, ta'asetzeh, right? Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeiticha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. Where's the verb? Do something. It doesn't say to do anything. Rambam says, it's a mitzvah leida, mitzvah leha'amin. Says it differently in two different places, although he probably actually said it only one way. One is written in Arabic and then it was mistranslated, but fine, we're not going to talk about that, although maybe we should talk about it. Rambam says the mitzvah to believe and to know that there is a God. Bahag says there can't be a mitzvah to know that there's a God, or even to believe, because you can't choose to believe or know anything. You either do or you don't, and there's no point in telling somebody to believe in something that they don't believe in. Because what will they say back to you? They'll say, no, I don't believe that. I don't believe that I should believe that. It doesn't make sense. You don't get off the ground. So we have to understand, how does the Rambam disagree with the Bahag? Bahag makes a lot of sense. Let's even forget about, well, it's more than 10 mitzvot. The Aseret HaDibrot that's, let's put on the table, has more than 10 mitzvot in it. The second mitzvah has about 5. So it's 10 dibrot, it's not 10 mitzvot. But either way, You're making a good point. We don't need it to be a mitzvah, but the Rambam says it is. The Rambam says it is a mitzvah. So how do we understand the Rambam? The Bahag makes a good point, no? Doesn't the Bahag make a good point? The Bahag says, It doesn't make sense to tell somebody to believe in God. Who's telling him? God? I don't believe in God. What does it make sense? But the Rambam says that it is a mitzvah. So how could the Rambam say it's a mitzvah? I'm curious. What do you think? How could the Rambam say that belief or knowledge of God could be a mitzvah?
Because of light.
What?
Because of light.
He doesn't mention that at all. Interestingly. He just says mitzvah la'amin, and then he gives a bunch of arguments about how we know that there's a God and how we have to believe this God. Which is maybe
so
the point.
Maybe you don't have to give
him mitzvah
to believe
him. Exactly. It works both ways, right? The Bahab's argument works both ways. Either you believe in God, in which case there's no point in giving you a mitzvah, unless you're just trying to give out free gold coins. Fine. And if you don't believe in God, then it makes no sense to demand that you believe in God because there's no mitzvah to be mitzvah. So there is a few options. One option is to say, oh, no, no, no. The Rambam agrees you can't force somebody to believe, but you can legislate it or define it once they do believe. Rambam doesn't think you have to believe, he thinks you have to know. Now, how do you make a mitzvah that a person has to know? The answer is, the Rambam says, because you can kind of know something, and then you can really know something. What is the difference? When you kind of know something, it's in the back of your mind, like, you know, I vaguely believe in it, but it doesn't inform my everyday life. Right? We know people like this, that they know things, but they don't live according to the things that they claim they know. The Rambam says, no, you have to really, really know it. That's one option. Another option, which is probably more accurate, is that the Rambam believed that our belief in God is logical. It's rational. If you think about it hard enough, the Rambam said, if you just think about it enough, you will come to a belief and a knowledge of God. The mitzvah is to think about it enough. There's a mitzvah to prove God as much as possible in your mind. The Rambam spent a lot of time on this. This was the occupation of many, many medieval scholars. We don't do it so much anymore in the 21st century, but you look, Rabbeinu Bechaye, the Rambam, the Ibn Ezra, they spent a lot of time on this. The Christians as well, Aquinas, and they all spent a lot of time on logical proofs for God. This was really something very important to them. The Rambam says, that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Believing and knowledge of God, the more you add on to your knowledge, understanding of God, that's how you fulfill the mitzvah. Ramban doesn't disagree with Rambam that there is such a mitzvah, but when he formulates the mitzvah, Ramban says, you have to read till the end of the pasuk. Real, what does the end of the pasuk say? What Ramban, Nachmanides, says, what are you talking about, Rambam? This pasuk says very clearly how you're supposed to relate to God. And it's not simply with your rational mind. How are you supposed to relate to God? As the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. Because he did. That's how we know him. We know him that way. So the Ramban says, what's the focus of our belief and knowledge of God? Not da, but rather aid. The fact that we were there. That's the difference. You find this, once again, three dibrot later. What's the fourth dibra? Shabbat. Right? Zachorit Yom HaShabbat HaKadsho or Shamorit Yom HaShabbat. Right? Either one. It's interesting. In Parashat Yitro, what's the theme of Shabbat? Zachorit Yom HaShabbat HaKadsho. Kishe Shitabim HaSa Hashem HaLakecha Et HaShemayim Taras. Right? I'm not sure if I got that right, but my memory serves me. In Yitro, the focus and the theme of Shabbat is very much Bereshit. What is the theme of Shabbat in Parashat Vayet Chanan? Right? Yitro and Vayet Chanan. Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim, right? Briyat HaOlam is pretty much absent. Shamor Yom HaShabbat HaKadsho, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, Sheishet Yamim Tavod Vasita Kom Lachtecha, V'yom Shvi Shabbat Hashem Elokecha, Lo Tase Kom Lachta, Ata V'ilcha V'itecha, Etc. 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 V'zacharta Ki Ever Hayita Be'eretz Mitzrayim, V'yotziyacha Hashem Elokecha Misham, V'yad Chazaka, V'zor Netuya, Okay, Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, Lasot Et Yom HaShabbat. We say this every week, right? All right, I'm going to give you an interesting challenge. What in the world is the connection between Shabbat and Yitziyat Mitzrayim? Okay.
Freedom of the tongue.
Oh, very good. So you're saying that the argument you're making is that Zachar Tekiyav Rayita is as follows. Every week when you stop working, you'll remember how hard you worked in Mitzrayim, and you'll relax and you know, be grateful that you don't have to work so hard. And you won't make your avadim work. You'll essentially give them a free Shabbat, which you didn't receive in Mitzrayim. That's the argument? That's what the Rambam says. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that is what we're supposed to be thinking about when we say Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim. I'm resting now. I'm putting all of my work, my melacha, down.
And it's all because I was taken out of Egypt.
Exactly. And that's how I'm supposed to remember Egypt on Shabbat. Simple enough. Okay. That's true. I guess it's more of a general thing. But it's also, part of it is also that you don't work your slaves. Your slaves don't work. You don't allow your slave or your ama to work. Ramban disagrees 100%. Ramban says, no, that's not the point at all. He says, the theme, because according to the Rambam, how many themes does Shabbat have?
Two.
What are the two? Briat HaOlam and Mitzrayim. And they are they connected? They don't appear to be in any way connected. One of them is that we're supposed to be thinking about how God created the world, and the other one is we're supposed to be thinking how grateful we are that we're no longer slaves in Egypt, and we don't have to work, and we don't have to make our slaves. Okay, fine. Ramban says, no. There's only one and only one theme on Shabbat. What is it? God. God is the theme. God's control and creation of the world. That's what's clear from Yitro. So what's going on in Vayetchanan? How is it Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim? So for this, you have to know what the Ramban says in Parshat Bo. One of the most, there are two famous comments by the Ramban. One is Kedoshim, and one of them is in Bo. Bo is probably more famous. The Ramban writes in Bo, the purpose of Yitziat Mitzrayim was to prove three things. That God exists, that God cares what's going on in the world, and that God can affect the world. Mitziyut, Yicholet, V'chefetz. That he cares, and that he can do, whatever. That's what we learned in Mitzrayim, because he did all these miracles. He changed everything in the world, the way that the nature works in the world, for us, and took us out of Mitzrayim. That showed all three things, that he exists, that he cares, and that he can change the way that the world works. Man says, that is the essence of Judaism. And he says, because of that, Yitziat Mitzrayim is in something along the lines, something in the order of about 30 to 40% of mitzvot in the Torah are Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim. It's a good game to play. Pesach, it's about 8 mitzvot. And Pesach, Shabbat, Tzitzit, Mezuzah, Rosh Chodesh, Sukkot, Shavuot. We can go on. Pidyon HaBen. Oh, the amount of mitzvot that we have that are Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim is way out of proportion compared to almost anything else. Rabban says, why? He says, because the tenet, the main foundation of Judaism is Yetziat Mitzrayim. Why? Because we encountered God and it proved that he exists and that he cares about us and that he can do anything. Ramban says, you know why there's a shift in Yitro to Vayetchanan? Simply because how many people here remember or have a grandfather or even a grand-grand-grand-grandfather who can speak about an ancestor that remembers Briat HaOlam? Nobody. And certainly nobody, and also nobody in the Torah, right? But everybody who received the Torah, and we, because of the nature of Judaism, have an ingrained memory of Yitziat Mitzrayim. But Ramban says, ultimately, the point of Yitziat Mitzrayim was the same as Briat HaOlam. They were both about God's existence, creation, and control over the world, and his interest in the way that the world works. So according to Ramban, when we say Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim on Shabbat, what do we mean? We really mean Zecher to the themes of Yitziat Mitzrayim. Briat HaOlam, God. That's what we mean. According to Ramban, how do we approach this mitzvah? It's once again about Edut. The whole point is our relationship with God is not rational only. It's not just in our minds, but rather it's a real relationship. It's a relationship that we had with him, that we experienced him. And that's our connection to him. That's the second machloket. There is a third one, which I'm actually forgetting right now. It's in Vayetchanan. It's built into, it's hiding behind Shabbat. It's hiding behind Shabbat that Yetziat Mitzrayim is really the essence over there. There is a third one over here. I forgot now.
Oh, yes.
That's right. It's one of my favorites. Oh, this is a proof for everything I just said. Everything I just said gets proved right now. Towards the, where is it? Yishamer lecha. Yishamer lecha pentishkach. Right? That's this week's parasha somewhere. I have trouble finding it. I remember. I always have trouble finding this pasuk. There's a pasuk that talks about making sure not to forget. It's in Sheni, the beginning. How does it go? It's Hishamer or Hishamru. Shemei lecha pentishkach, right? Something like that. Basically, the essence of the pasuk is that we have to be careful not to forget. The question is not to forget what. So the Rambam quotes Pirkei Avot that says that this is a mitzvah that basically you're not allowed to forget Divrei Torah. But this is Mishnah in Avot that says you're not allowed to forget. Well, the modern day Achronim say since we have Sfarim now, it's not that big a deal. But in essence, the Mishnah says that a person who forgets his Divrei Torah, mitchayev b'nafsho. It's very, very, very bad. Based on this pasuk, you have to be careful not to forget. Ramban, not only does he disagree with the Rambam about what pshat in the pasuk is, Ramban says this is a mitzvah that the Rambam left out of a sefer mitzvah because this is the mitzvah. It's, if I'm not mistaken, it's the sixth mitzvah lo taseh that the Ramban adds to the Rambam's list. It's a mitzvah you're not allowed to forget, or you have to remember the event of Ma'amad Har Sinai. Ramban's the only one who has this mitzvah. You have to remember the event of Har Sinai. You have to remember it as an event. The Rambam doesn't have this mitzvah. What do you think about that? Why is that? Because for the Rambam, what is the essence of Har Sinai? What's the point of it? The Torah itself. The Divrei Torah. The Divrei Torah. That's what we're supposed to get out of Har Sinai. The Divrei Torah. The event itself is just dressing. It's just an exciting thing that happened. A way to remember, you know, that time that we got the Torah. Ramban says, no, there is an independent, separate mitzvah to remember the actual event of Har Sinai. Because Hashem doesn't want us to only remember the Divrei Torah. He wants us to remember that moment that when we, you know, became wedded to God at Har Sinai as an event, as something that we are me'id about, that we have a testimony about. Our relationship with God isn't only through the Torah, but it's also about the Torah. It's not only through the words of the Torah, but it's also remembering the event of the Kabbalat Torah. Once again, it's another difference between the Rambam and Ramban about what the focus is, or at least that there should be a focus on remembering our relationship with God, which Ramban emphasizes very much. I won't say that the Rambam doesn't think it's important, but he certainly de-emphasizes it. And I think a nice way to remember this is Eid and Da in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, those enlarged letters, something to think about as we read it, as we're about to say it at Maariv, and as we read it on Shabbat. Rabbi Chanan Megashim was a Rabbi Shabbat, was a Zagot in Yisrael.